Blog Talk Radio.
Oh,
tonight because it's the blood that gives us access. It's the blood that justifies us. It's the blood that cleanses us. It's the blood that has redeemed you and I to make us sons and daughters of God. And tonight, as we come into the presence of a holy God, we come with pure hearts and clean hands, sanctified by the blood of the Lamb. For you said that there is life in the blood. You said, because of the blood of thy covenant have I brought thee forth out of the pit where there is no water. Tonight we deploy the blood of Jesus to speak on our behalf. Let the blood undertake. Let the blood prevail. Let the blood answer. Let the blood overrule every accusation, every inscription, every contention, every opposition, every resistance, anything that is contending with the will of God for our lives, for our destiny. Let the blood of the Lamb answer. Let the blood of the Lamb prevail. Let the blood of the Lamb speak. Let the blood of the Lamb undertake. Somebody open your mouth and plead the blood of Jesus. What they overcame, for they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of your testimony. Tonight, by the blood, we overcome every adversary. We overcome every enemy. We overcome any assignment of darkness. We destroy every weapon of the adversary. We come against all forms of devices, all forms of operations, all forms of assignment. We lift up the blood. We lift up the blood. We invoke the blood. We plead the blood. We accept the mysteries of the blood. We release the blood of the Lamb of God to the very foundation of every resistance. We deploy the mysteries of the blood of Jesus against every satanic mystery, against whatever is hidden and concealed in our life, whatever is working in the shadows behind the scenes. We deploy the blood of Jesus. We release the power of the blood to prevail in our atmosphere, in our areas and domain of oppression. Tonight, let the blood speak. Let the blood undertake. We release the forces of the blood. Let it travel and shatter foundations of form of evil, foundations, ungodly foundations, demonic foundations, all forms of witchcraft activities. Let the blood prevail. Let the blood answer. Let the blood undertake. We plead the blood. Somebody cry out. Clap your hands. Release the blood. We activate the speakers of the blood. Mateka. Ula mata. Lemataka. Nimaha. Tuade. Lezu. Matimaha. Nimahata. Teria. There is power in the blood. There is life in the blood. There is healing in the blood. There is deliverance in the blood of Jesus. Whatever. What leads up. Ula mate. We release the blood. A truth, a death, a kapaha, a nimahaya, nimahata, lite, demiato, nima. We break down barriers. We destroy walls. We destroy resistance by the blood of Jesus. We declare we will accept the blessing of the Lord. We will accept the promise. We will enter the land of fulfillment, the land of manifestation by the power of the blood. One day, Utapa, Akiria, Watu, Divahata, Lekapan Water, Demanana Mata, Matua Demaha, Lekuse, Uteni Nitapa, release the blood, release the blood, please the blood, deploy the blood, let the blood answer. Let the blood speak. Let the blood undertake. Let the blood wash. Let the blood cleanse. Let the blood justify. Open your mouth. Plead the blood. Release the blood. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. There is power in the blood. There is life in the blood.
Your rain. Jesus, 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 something happened, yeah. a second right now and just call on the name of Jesus. Something happens when I call. Come on, whatever situation it is tonight, his name has so much power in it. He paid such an awesome price.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. We honor you and bless you this morning and during this day and time and season of your awesome, mighty move in our lives and over this I am that I am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Holy Spirit, we thank you for you are here only to glorify Jesus and to do the will of Almighty God. May God's perfect will be done during this early morning devotion. We ask you, Holy Spirit, to release your love, your power, and glory during this time. We pray for your tangible presence to saturate the airways in our hearts. Release your glories in the morning. Permeate the atmosphere. Let everyone that is listening or that will listen experience a life-changing encounter with you, that the name of Jesus Christ will be glorified and honored. Anoint us with your Holy Spirit and power and overshadow us. Let the Spirit of God descend upon us as a dove and lightning and lead us into God's holy path, the ancient path of truth and righteousness. Let your morning dew fall upon us and bring fresh holy manna from God's holy throne room. And we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. Holy Spirit, we love you. Lead us and guide us into all truth. Holy Ghost, anoint this altar of prayers, praise, worship, and devotion. We rededicate this altar of prayers to you. Let it be cleansed with the blood of Jesus and purified with the Holy Ghost fire. Let this altar of prayer be a global altar of prayers for every nation, tribe, and kingdom. Let us magnify the Almighty God. We pray for signs, wonders, and miracles, but most importantly, for salvation of lost souls. We also pray for our most intimate relationship with our Father in heaven through Jesus Christ. We thank you for opening the heavens. Thank you that your holy angels are now ascending and descending from your holy throne room, enforcing your biddings in our lives and your grace and love and mercy. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I am Apostle Marco Brewer from I Am That I Am, Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. This is a praise, worship, and prayers early morning devotion. Please join us as we go further into prayers. Our Father, our God, we praise and thank you. Your word says, in everything give thanks, for it is the will of God. We extol you, our King and God. We praise you for your manifold goodness and mercy. Thanks for your sustaining grace. Thanks for you are always faithful. Thanks for loving us so much that you send your only begotten Son, Jesus, so our relationship with you can be restored and reconciled. Jesus, we thank you for sending your Holy Spirit who is teaching, leading, and guiding us into all truth. Holy Spirit, we thank you for glorifying the name of Jesus. We welcome you and love you. Take complete control of this devotion and every detail of our lives. We repent of all our sins. We are truly sorry for all we have done that did not glorify your name. Thank you for the precious blood of Jesus that washes away our sins and cleanses us from all unrighteousness. Release the blood of Jesus over our atmosphere, the cyberspace, the networks, this radio block, over our families, our homes, and ministries. We claim all the unlimited benefits that is in the blood of Jesus. We invoke your covenant in the blood of Jesus and activate the resurrection power in Jesus' blood in every area of our lives and in this devotion. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel. Father, we thank you for your armor, the armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the sword of the Spirit, the shoes of faith, the shield of faith that our Lord has granted with you according to Ephesians 10:6-18. Thanks for being a wall of fire around us and the glory within us according to Zechariah 2:5. Thank you for your holy your love, your grace, your mercy, your feelings in our lives. We thank you for the ministry of the holy angels. Thank you for an open heavens. May your glory be revealed in the most spectacular and miraculous way. We bless you and thank you for souls being saved, healing, deliverance, restoration taking place, even as we pray. We bless you and we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus we pray, amen and amen. This is the day the Lord has made. I will rejoice, I will not be sad. I will not be defeated, I will rejoice and be glad in it. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives by faith in me. I am blessed, I am healed, I am delivered, I am set free. Sickness cannot dwell in me. The number of my days he will fulfill. Sin cannot dominate me. Jesus Christ is my Lord. I am in him. His word dwells in me richly. I'm more than a conqueror because of his love. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So I can do all things by Christ. He is my strength as the Redeemer of the Lord. I say so. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your goodness. Hallelujah.
For being so gracious. Thank you for being so kind. Thank you for staying. Thank you for loving me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, Psalm 148. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens, and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at his command they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all ocean depths, lightning and eels, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountain and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds, kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord. For his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens, and he has raised up for his people a horn. The praise of all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We bless the name of the Lord as we go into praising him. Join us as we praise him. Hallelujah.
Let me hear the worshipers. Where's all of my praise?
Every word of worship,
with one accord,
every praise, matter what you've been through, there's nothing praise to bring you out right now. Nobody can get praise for God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Understanding of your
yourself with the eyes of our hearts being enlightened, knowing what is the hope of your calling, which is the wealth of the glory of your inheritance in us as saints, and what is the superabounding greatness of your inherent power to us who are the believing ones as measured by the operative energy of the manifested strength of your might. And Father, I pray that you will make known to us the mystery of your will according to your good pleasure which you have purposed in us, according to your good pleasure which you have purposed in yourself. Father, I ask that you fill us, your servants, with a clear knowledge of your will, by giving us every kind of spiritual wisdom and understanding, so that we might live life worthy of the Lord, aiming to please the Lord in every way as we produce every kind of good work and grow by knowing our Lord and Savior better. Father, I pray that you would count us worthy of this calling, that we will fulfill every good pleasure of your goodness and the work of faith with power, in order that the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ may be glorified in us and we in him, according to the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We pray that we will intimately come to know and recognize and listen to and heed the voice of the Good Shepherd, for when we will understand, we will hear his voice, and he will lead us, and we will follow him. Because we do not know the voice of strangers, and we will never on any account follow a stranger, but will run away from him, because we do not know the voice of strangers or recognize their call. Father, I pray that we might fully carry out the preaching of the word of God, that is the mystery, which has been hidden from past ages and generations, but which has now been manifested to your sins, to whom you will make known what are the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in us, the hope of glory. And Father, I pray that we will proclaim Christ, admonishing, teaching everyone with our wisdom, that we may present every man complete in Christ, striving according to your power, which work mightily within us. I ask that you give us utterance and wisdom, which none of our opponents will be able to resist and refute. Father the Lord, I ask you, Father, that we not be conformed to this world, but that we are transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what your will is, that which is good and acceptable and perfect, that we will pull down every stronghold, cast down every imagination, and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Father, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is of good repute, if there be any excellence, if anything worth of praise, may we let our minds dwell on these things. Create in us a clean heart, Holy Father, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. Do not cast us away from your presence. Do not take your Holy Spirit from us. Restore unto us the joy of your salvation, and sustain us with a willing spirit. Then will we teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall be converted unto you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let us go into praise. Hallelujah.
Trouble come my way, I will praise you, Lord.
Yes, sir.